Welcome to the Carve a Monster Hunter podcast, where you can bone up on hunting monsters. Episode 107. Your host, SBJ.
I'm Micah.
Some weeks you're on, some weeks you're not.
Are you saying I'm not on today?
No. It wasn't your best.
I came in strong.
Okay.
And I ended elegantly.
I see. Ah. I've watched ballet before.
Yeah. It's all in the perspective that you put it in.
We are here to talk about Monster Hunter. Hunting monsters, some would say. You can take the two words. You can say, if you say Monster Hunter, you're referring to one game. But if you say hunting monsters, you can refer to a plethora of games.
What is that, a game?
Plethora is a game. Yeah, it's coming
Monster
out on the
Hunter?
Commodore 64. It's called Plethora.
Plethora rank.
Only hunt.
Plethorous sounds like a monster.
Yeah. It's like Rajang, but a fish.
Yeah. Plethorous. I like plethorous.
G rank. Plethrain. We have some Monster Hunter news. We got a bunch of news this week. I don't know what we start with. Well, let's start with maybe the PC fans are always disappointed when they listen to the show.
Is that a fact? Do we have numbers for that?
Can we pull up a poll? We don't have the statistics in front of us, but I feel like they're constantly disappointed that their content is always severely later than everyone else's.
Yeah, I don't know if that's our fault.
Probably not. But this is off Hexus.net. Any website ending in .net is reputable. July 15th, 2019, NVIDIA boasts 50% FPS boost in Monster Hunter World.
There you go.
50% is a lot.
There's a significant age to this website. I don't know how to describe that.
Yeah, it's, you know, it
feels...
It's not like, geez, I can't even remember what those super... What does Cerebi look like? What kind of website is that?
Like GeoCities?
Yeah, it's not like GeoCities. It's like early... Like 2004.
Yeah. It's
like tabs. Like very tab heavy.
Like iWeb designed.
I mean, they have.
I don't mean to just straight up roast this site. It's just that there's also a remarkable lack of ads on it, which is like kind of interesting.
This is what this podcast is coming to. We just now judge website.
I just, you know, we pulled up a couple of other articles from other sites, and this one in specific just felt a little dated. It almost makes it more charming to me.
I feel like if you still have the thumbs up/like button from Facebook on your article, I feel like that shows dating, because no one's thumbs upping an article on a website anymore. Most people aren't even thumbs upping a website anymore.
And like add this website to your RSS feed. I don't know if that's a thing really anymore. Like a website specifically, not like a...
What about if you still had a button that prints the article?
That does exist.
Shout out to Hexus. They're going to get millions of people going to their website because we've reported on them.
Yeah, this is exposure, okay? So just... I hate that.
Jeez,
I said that.
We sound like the worst people right now.
Yeah, we really do.
There was a couple sites posting it, but they had the easiest to read, so props to that, I guess.
Yeah, they do. They got a lot of charts. It's looking good.
In this scenario, NVIDIA says that the GeForce RTX 2080 Monster Hunter Tri, the world's fastest graphics card, tops out around 47 FPS, and gamers using the 2060 or the 2070 were unable to hit 30 FPS at 4K. But that is changing with this NVIDIA update. And there's a bunch of charts here, and there's a bunch of data. So like the article says, NVIDIA boasts 50% FPS boost in Monster Hunter World.
That's pretty impressive.
It's a lot.
50% is a lot. That's an extra half.
Yeah. Yes, it would be.
It does say for any PC Monster Hunter players. Apparently, this was a request. I know very, very little about like the higher end settings of PC gaming because I don't. My old eyes just see what I what's in front of me and go, oh, that looks decent.
Yeah.
And
I'm in that boat.
That's about it. It says another change gamers will see on Wednesday is the introduction of a new community requested DLSS feature, a slider to adjust sharpness, enabling users to make the image sharper or softer based on their own personal preferences. And then it says, is this a response to AMD's Radeon Image Sharpening, RIS, which we highlighted on Hexus a week ago? Ooh, Hexus with the cutting edge reporting. They broke the news first. See, we're over here talking about the appearance of their website. They're over here breaking the news on it.
Speaking of breaking things, dang, that was a good transition. This is off PC Gamer. It took a whole lot of smashing stuff in a basement to make Monster Hunter World's Iceborne sound effects. Just a heads up, we're recording this on a Wednesday night, so hopefully no breaking Monster Hunter news happens Thursday afternoon.
Well, now it will.
I know. It's usually the
case. That's the curse. If you talk about it, it'll happen.
In an on-site interview with Game Informer, that you can watch a video above, this is actually a Game Informer video as well, Capcom's audio leads show off the spooky basement studio where they're able to recreate monster noises in peace. The sound designers demonstrate several different techniques for creating icy monster sounds and snowy footfall effects. The team takes turns hitting big old blocks of ice with a big old hammer to create a big ol' icy sound impact noise. I added a couple big ol's in there. If you skip to the 3 minute mark in the video, you can see ice violence. That's a heck of a sentence.
I like it.
A box full of cornstarch sounds like snowy footsteps when you knead your hands into it somehow. There are also wind chimes, a drill, and it even seems like the audio studio has a kitchen sink that might be used for something. I really like how sounds are made in video games, but it does definitely take me out of it for sure. Like, I think Naughty Dog had a Last of Us sound, and they had like multiple grapefruits and oranges they would smash and squish for like head crushing noises.
Yeah.
So then I just think, oh, that's a grapefruit.
That's like all you could hear,
yeah,
when you heard it.
So I like, as much as
I like that though.
Appreciate this video. I don't think I'm gonna watch it because I feel like it's gonna taint my sounds.
Don't worry, I'll watch it.
Okay,
I'll see what the sounds are, and then when we're playing together, I'll be sure to tell you what those sounds are.
Oh, like, hey, you know when you just cut this piece off of Legaia Chris, it sounded like it was actually a toenail being clipped.
Gross. I hate that. A box full of cornstarch sounds like snowy footsteps is kind of a neat idea, though.
I would have thought they would have just stepped in some snow.
Well, I mean, it depends on when you're recording these sounds, I guess. If there's no snow to be found, what do you do?
Yeah, I guess. I feel like, I mean, you have all of Canada.
Well, they're not in Canada.
Okay, it's not that far.
What do you mean? Hold on.
Look, a plane ride from...
No, you're right. Japan and Canada are good neighbors.
All right, well, they got Russia. That also has snow. There's nothing happening in Alaska. I'm sure America's happy to let you use their snow.
You know what's probably cheaper, though? If you just dump a bunch of cornstarch in a box and step on it.
Yeah, maybe.
That's interesting, though. I am probably going to watch this and ruin it for myself.
Okay.
Because I do like the idea. I also like the idea of seeing how sounds are made. I think it's fascinating. And I also think that it will take me out of it a little bit because I'll be unable to not think about those sounds.
Right.
But we also have a couple months still, so I may just entirely forget. That's also a possibility.
That's true. I don't know if I want to know. Although,
only know if you're sure you can unknow.
How do you feel? Oh yeah, hold on. Not to get off topic. How do you feel about magic? Like, are you interested?
Like the Gathering?
No, not the Gathering.
Oh, okay.
Although I can understand the confusion. Like watching, would you go and be entertained if you were to like pay money to go see like magic performed?
Would I be entertained?
Yeah.
Or would if it were entertaining, sure.
But okay, this relates to the article, I promise. Okay, so
okay, all right. I trust you.
Are you then interested in how the tricks are performed more than the trick itself?
I do tend to try to, like, I feel like it's probably human nature to try to figure out how a trick is performed. Like, if you see something happen and it is outside of what your brain can perceive as, like, real, then you try to figure out how it's real. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but then going back to the audio stuff, like, you know that, like, glavinus is not a real thing.
Yeah, that's true, but I guess I've never really thought, like,
how
did they make that noise?
Yeah.
I know that there was recently, I saw, this is, like, way on, like, a lesser scale, but something that I didn't know is they, for one of the Evas in Neon Genesis Evangelion.
Is that an anime?
It is.
Okay, sorry. They
just super, super pitched down the voice of a voice actor to make the sound of the Eva.
What is the Eva?
It's like a mech.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, sort of. But yeah, the sounds that it makes, they like pitch down a voice actor to make it, and I was unaware. So it made me kind of wonder, you know, how many like monster sounds and things like that are just somebody like
growling
and then distorted a bunch.
Or they could see, now that they're using cornstarch, which is breaking my illusion of snow. Like, do you think they're going to like a zoo and recording like a tiger and then just like putting a couple filters over it and like dropping the like decibels and the bass?
Maybe.
Now I'm like slightly curious.
Yeah, it's possible. Maybe. I'm sure there's a lot of like, you know, anything that they record audio of is not just like, oh, this is just like raw sound of like us stepping on cornstarch or something. Like, I'm sure there's some level of, but I'm curious, you know, is Kushala like, did they just record, I don't know, someone scratching on something or like yelling out loud and then just put a bunch of distortion on it?
I feel like I have to play the game first and then like look at it. Otherwise, I feel like, I get taken out of it.
I can see that.
I don't have a good transition for this, but this is also off PC Gamer. Thanks to feedback, Monster Hunter World Iceborne's endgame will be harder. According to Capcom, Monster Hunter World's Iceborne endgame will be harder than the base game, even if your hunter is upgraded appropriately. Game Informer recently sat down with the devs to talk about the difficulty in World and Iceborne. The devs said the decision to ramp up things in Iceborne wasn't a random decision, but a direct response to fans. We've taken the feedback to heart from players who wanted more difficulty and more challenges and really delivered on that, said the executive director and art director, Fujiaka. For the most dedicated players, the endgame is where most time is spent. It's important to keep things interesting for the most skilled hunters. But many fans believed that this is where World felt short. Fujioka also told Game Informer that World was toned down in difficulty because the team knew that it would be many players' first entry in the series. They were trying to not accidentally make it too hard, but now the team is comfortable with letting loose on Iceborne. The Iceborne update will also introduce a dynamic difficult system that will fluctuate the monster's health based on the number of players. Previously, a monster either had normal health in single player or double health in multiplayer, but now it will appropriately scale if somebody will drop out mid-quest hunt. Iceborne's content will gradually rise in difficulty expected from an expansion. Players who have kept up with Worlds post-launch content will naturally have an easier time thanks to better gear. But they don't say what, like, gear you should have, I guess.
Sure. How do you feeling about this?
I still think Behemoth is hard. I never did the Witcher stuff, but you definitely said that was hard.
It was, and they actually, I mean, if you recall, they actually scaled it back and updated it because people were telling them it was too hard. So I'm curious how this is going to go. If they're like, well, this is going to be a lot harder, you know, what if, and they have previously undone how hard something was. What does that mean for this, I guess? Will we see like a day 3 update because everybody is complaining that it's too hard? Or
yeah, I'm trying to think. Like,
I mean, I personally wasn't like upset that it was hard. I was just like, this is Monster Hunter. I need to just get better at it. You know?
Yeah.
Like that's. But to people who haven't played previous Monster Hunters, I can understand like, whoa, the difficulty spike is significant here.
I totally, like, it makes sense that the game is quote-unquote easier because it's people's first Monster Hunter. I don't remember people saying it was, like, I felt like people weren't saying it was not hard enough. I felt like people were saying there was, like, a lack of monsters, but I don't feel like adding monsters would have made the game better.
Sure.
Because it's not like anyone endgame was hunting Anjanath again.
Yeah. I also don't necessarily know that it felt like I don't know. There were parts of it that felt hard, but not like all of it felt hard, which is fine, I think. And I don't think I ever really felt that with previous Monster Hunter games either. That like a lot of it is significantly hard. Like there's just portions like things that are hard should be hard, you know, like arch-tempered, whatever, like,
yeah,
those things should be hard and they should be difficult. And I know there's probably going to be some like really hardcore players that will say like, oh,
they're not listening,
well,
to this show.
arch-tempered isn't actually that hard, or it's not as hard as whatever from previous Monster Hunter games or whatever. But like, I don't know, does it need to be? I don't know.
There's like a fine line of like fun too, at least for me. I know everyone's different, but I thought that the first couple times I hunted Kulv, that we didn't always beat it. Like not every run we beat it. So I right. guess you could say that it was hard in the fact that if it was easy, we would have beaten it every time. But Kulv still gave you rewards. Like there was still an overall working thing. Which sure. I can definitely appreciate because from playing Monster Hunter. So I had my first, like I don't want to play this anymore experience with Dauntless.
Okay.
Whereas the reason I don't think I turn on Monster Hunter as often as I used to is because I know that the things I want to do are the harder things, like Behemoth. Mm-hmm. Or like arch-tempered stuff, and I know that I am not good enough to do that solo, and the last thing I want to do is spend 35 minutes hunting arch-tempered Kirin and then losing and walking away with no rewards. Like that doesn't feel great, although sure. I do understand of like, you know, doing it over and over again, that when you do beat arch-tempered Kirin, it does feel great. I do understand that that exists. It's just I don't have 35 minutes to fail like 3 times in a row. Like I don't have 90 minutes
yeah.
sometimes. And I had that in Dauntless where we did a 20 minute hunt. I think I actually told you about it prior, like earlier this week. And no one in the hunt was doing the right thing, which is there's a monster that puts these electric needles and you have to destroy the needles. Otherwise, the needles generate more electricity for this monster and it gets stronger. So I'm the only one out of 4 hunters destroying these needles and I can't keep up and no one else is doing it. And then 20 minutes later, which is long for Dauntless, like most Dauntless hunts take 8 or 9 minutes, we failed. And I walked away with no rewards, and I just turned off the game and was like, I'm going to play something else right now. You could be like, well, just, you know, get better. And sure, yeah, but at a certain point, like, I only have gaming for myself, like, an hour. Like, I'd work, I done with work, I eat, I give myself an hour of, you know, game time, and I decided that the other night was Dauntless. And when one third of my time is wasted on a hunt with no rewards, I'm going to move on to something else. And it's weird because, like, these games should be hard and they should have a challenge. If everything was easy, like, there's no sense of reward, but there does have to be something, right? Some people, I guess, play Dark Souls and they'll fail for 8 hours on the first boss, and then they're not getting rewarded that entire time, except the reward, the feeling of beating it the first time. I just don't know if, like, I want that in a game anymore. Not saying I don't want, like, Monster Hunter challenges. I do, but yeah, I'm not 100% sure what fixes that or what I exactly want, besides the fact that sometimes failing 90 minutes is just not what I want in a game at a specific time.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, I totally understand that. I definitely am of the general attitude with, like, hard things like that, where, yeah, I'm in the same boat with Behemoth and Extreme Behemoth and things like that. Like, it just, we've failed enough times that, like, I don't feel the need right now to just farm that to, like, continue to fail it to try to get it. I do want to do that eventually, and I'm aware that, like, that will happen. I'm not afraid of that happening because I know that it will, you know, but, like you said, it's just that time sink, like, preparing to have that time sink ready and available.
Yeah, which is weird because when we played Destiny together, I would spend, this is when I had a 9-to-5 job, so I didn't have any responsibilities and I could stay up super late, but I would spend hours in raids. And you were not too much of a raider, mostly because correct me if I'm wrong, but you didn't want to feel like you were the weak link on the team.
That's generally how I am on most, like, raid scenarios in, like, MMOs and stuff, too. I don't want to inconvenience. So you would do, like, raids in Destiny with, sometimes you would do it with friends, like, just a friend group. Sometimes you would do it with, like, random people on the internet. I don't like to do it typically with random people on the internet because I don't want to, I feel like it's more forgiving when you're doing it with a group of friends, and I don't want to drag down, like, some random person and inconvenience their night because I can't perform and it's taking us way longer. Whereas I feel like a friend is more understanding and I can communicate with them more properly and be like, look, I'm really sorry. Like,
yeah,
you know, I can't grasp this part of the raid, or I can't, you know, wrap my head around this puzzle or whatever it is. And I'm in the same way in MMOs, but, like, for Monster Hunter, I do feel, like, confident enough in my role that I never really feel like the weak link. It's just that I know that this is going to be a process, and I know that it's going to, like, take a while. And I for things like Behemoth or Extreme Behemoth, like, I do want to do that with friends because I do know that it's going to be a process where, like, I might die and I might miss, you know, a rock, or I might break a rock or whatever, you know? And
yeah.
I don't want to, like, ruin someone else, some random person's time that just, like, wants to jump on and run through it really fast with the plethora of other people who have farmed it a million times and know exactly the mechanics and exactly what to do and so on and so forth.
I just think of that now and go, like, oh man, I used to spend, like, 6 hours in a single raid. And I think that wasn't that big of a deal because I used to see improvements and I at least would be getting engrams and glimmer. And, like, even if we've walked away failing, it's like, well, at least I have this glimmer to spend now. At least I have all these engrams to trash to turn into parts that I can turn into other things.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a specifically a Monster Hunter thing, because I can't now remember the last time I did a Destiny raid, because they're very time consuming and
they are very time consuming. But it's a good comparison, because we did, you know, there were times where we would sit down with even in our friend group and not with your like random people that you would find on the Destiny subreddit or something. We would spend 6 hours like trying to get through it, you know.
Yeah.
Even with one or two people that had already done it and knew the mechanics, it still takes a while to get everybody on the same page and everybody understanding how it works and how to progress and so on.
I mean, either way, I'm excited and I want to do master rank stuff in Iceborne. I'm just very curious of what they consider difficult if they had to change The Witcher and Behemoth was... At launch, at least, hard for a lot of people, and, you know, some people didn't want to do Arch Tempered for what it was worth.
Yeah. I liked some of the Arch Tempered fights. I think a big part of it, too, comes down to, like, if you find the hunt fun, you know? Like, if it's really just a pain. Like, I don't ever want to do another Arch Tempered Kushala ever. Like... just the wind tunnels and the like, I don't want to do that ever again. But you know, I don't mind a lot of the other Arch Tempered stuff. I guess really it comes down to like how much of a pain it is to do certain things, or how much of a pain certain monsters are to hunt. I didn't feel like, maybe this is a bad concept of like, maybe this is a bad way to try to gauge it, but I didn't really feel like in the beta it was particularly more punishing than anything else in World. I don't know if that was specifically an experience of like it's just toned down so that people can get used to it a little bit in the beta, or if that's kind of the difficulty that we're looking forward to for those monsters. I don't know. I mean, we did hunt. I don't think you hunted with me, but we hunted at one point with a group in the Carve Discord. We hunted a master rank Rathalos. The special Rathalos that was in the Ancient Forest. It was harder, but it wasn't like punishing hard. Like, it wasn't like, this is impossible to do, or this is, you know, I don't know. It still felt like it was on par with like scaling and difficulty for World, I guess. So we'll see.
Well, speaking of seeing, we're going to see all the festivals come back. My transitions are getting, they're up and down this episode.
You got to take what you can get.
Starting on July 26th, Monster Hunter World welcomes the return of the Spring Blossom Fest to Asteria. So the Spring Blossom will be July 26th to August 1st. Summer Twilight will be August 2nd to August 8th. The Autumn Fest will be August 9th to the 15th. Winter Fest, August 16th through 22nd. And as you can guess, the Appreciation Fest is August 23rd through 29th. That is a lot of content before Iceborne, which is September.
It is. That's a lot.
So if you missed anything, if you need to get some more cosmetics, if you want to eat those seasonal meals again, 5 weeks of event-exclusive items are coming your way before Iceborne comes. I don't know what I'm missing. I think the only hammer was the winter event, and I went out of my way to get that. Each event had like two weapons, right?
Is that true? I don't know that's true.
I don't think every event had every weapon, did it?
I don't know that they had two, did they?
Winterstar definitely had the hammer. I don't remember any of the other ones.
I gotta recall.
The Appreciation Fest should have the better clue call fight, right? Do they all have Cove? Where is Culve?
I would guess maybe they would all have Culve. I know that, I don't know, I missed if you mentioned this or not, but the ancient Leshen.
That was not in my article.
Is returning from July 26th to August 29th, so like a full month.
Oh, it's the whole event.
Yeah.
I would assume that Culve is the whole event. It doesn't say here.
I would also guess that Culve is the whole event, yeah. If you want some, if you want a taste of maybe what the difficulty of Iceborne is going to be like, Ancient Leshen will be available.
That's all my news articles. I think you had one more.
I had one small thing from Twitter. It's not like a huge, huge thing to discuss, I guess. Monster Hunter World has hit another big milestone. This is from the Monster Hunter Twitter, the official Monster Hunter Twitter. 13 million units shipped worldwide. Heart emoji.
It's a whole lot of units.
It is a lot of units. And they said, we're celebrating by giving everyone a special item pack. Look out for these useful items when you claim your daily login bonus between July 25th and August 29th. Also, that event window that we just talked about. In the pack, you get one attack jewel. You get 13 appreciation tickets. You get 13 silver eggs.
Yeah.
3 gold Wyvarian prints. And 3 heavy armor spheres.
There you go.
A lot of good stuff.
Well, free.
For free. You get an attack gem. You get gold Wyvarian prints. This is big news.
Comments are very excited about this attack jewel.
Oh, yeah.
Very, very excited.
Yeah, they're real excited.
Well, that's pretty much our episode. Actually, I think we covered everything on time today.
We did.
It didn't run super long.
We did it.
Thank you, everyone that continues to listen. I know it's not been a lot of content between the last couple months. At least a lot of recycled content, but some of you guys missed that content. So, still providing Monster Hunter news and talk every week. We'll have a bunch more. I'm sure we'll get a bunch of people very excited and coming back listening when Iceborne hits. So, but hey, wouldn't be a Thursday without the show.
That's true. So we got, you know, we're getting what we can.
Yeah, we got like six, 7 weeks till Iceborne. So we're getting there.
Getting there. We're close.
Getting there. All right. If you want more episodes of The Carve or you want to figure out where else you can listen, you can go to carvepodcast.com. If you want to follow us on Twitter at carvepodcast, and Micah is at Micah the Brave. I am at Dragging a Lake. Otherwise, hunters, keep on hunting those monsters.
And keep on carving those monsters.